Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
781 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which reads, classy thank you post from Kristaps Porzingis for the Boston fans, and then goes on to say, still waiting on one from Rafael Devers. He'll probably get to that in the next couple of weeks, thanking the Boston fans.
I think that time has passed.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because doesn't
Drew
Holiday hasn't put one up yet.
Right. So I mean, you know,
does anybody give a damn about that? Do they actually think the player does it?
Yeah.
Like, it's so distant. From, yeah. There's like so many PR handlers between the player and the post.
And I hate when they do it. Like, stop it. Like, you don't need to do it. I get it if you're Brady and you retire or you played for 20 years for a team. But if you play 2 years for a team, you got to go put a thank you post.
Right. I mean, I think it's a nice thing to do.
Anything to smear Devers, that's Greg's approach. It's like, let's just try and figure out a way to make this make Devers look bad.
If he doesn't,
the Sox look good without him. Man, what a great decision.
If Porzingis doesn't put up a post, I don't think people are like, oh, what an a-hole Porzingis is.
Well, the guy clearly loved playing here.
No,
like,
I know
loved
that.
It.
Well,
I know
not
that.
Enough to get through the long COVID.
Right, I know he loved it. I'm not saying he didn't love it, but I mean, seriously, we don't need a post. You're only here for...
The man was bleeding from his forehead and smiling about
it.
Like,
I get it.
I mean,
I don't mind it from Bergeron. I don't mind it from guys like that, you know. Or even Mascher. How long was he here? 14 years or whatever he did? You know, but, I mean, it's like...
All right. So, we're going to get the Hill notes in a minute. But I just wanted to address a little bit of... a peace offering, if you will, from the founding fathers of Gloucester. You know, we had talked early on about a Gloucester roadshow and Chime's desire to get out on the greasy pole. And, of course, it is St. Peter's Fiesta this weekend. Huge event. It's been going on since the 1920s. And, of course, the annual competition in which... those who have the athletic ability and the courage to get out there and attempt to make their way down that greasy pole are going for the glory. Shime said Shime's always wanted to do it. Is that, Shime, that's always been something that's been on your list?
Absolutely.
Okay. So then we talked about that. We heard there's a long, long waiting list and how dare we? I will say that there is some indication, Shime, that if you can get out there by noon tomorrow, you can go assist when they grease the pole. Now, how do you feel about that?
I mean, the whole point was for me to do the pole in front of a live studio audience, isn't it?
I mean, I feel like if you do that, they may be offering you the opportunity to show how into the greasy pole ritual you are. And if you say yes to the very important role of greasing, lubricating the pole, then maybe you will be asked to participate.
Mm. Okay. I mean, if you believe that, I'd be happy to go do it. But I thought the whole point was for me to basically dress up like a Pokemon and try and run down this pole so that people can watch and laugh at me. Because I also want to see if I can make it to the end.
The only reason why I would like Shime to go is because I wonder how they do grease the pole.
Right.
Without people falling off.
Right.
So that would be the only reason why. Is like, how do they grease the pole?
Now, some in the Twitch chat are saying, stand on your morals. Do not
ten
do this.
Toes down.
Don't do this. But I feel like it could be they're offering something. It's like any kind of a negotiation. They're offering something. You accept.
Right. You grease their pole, they'll grease yours.
Aren't we supposed to haggle? Right. Like I thought you were supposed to haggle. I didn't think you're just supposed to acquiesce.
It is confusing too, Shime, because that comedian Bert last name begins with a K.
Kreischer?
Yes. He did do the greasy pole like a few years ago. And
but maybe he was on the wait list.
He was filming for like a special he had, and they let him do it.
He's probably also a little bit more famous than
that. Who cares, Scheim?
No, they care. It's the fame element.
Yeah, I'm a nobody. He is a somebody with a podcast and a Netflix special. Yeah. So yeah,
levels of fame.
I think you got to go Greece.
Rhode Island texter says classic Scheim in his generation just wants the glory, doesn't want to do the actual work.
What do you mean? The work is actually going out on the pole. Yes, I'd be happy to go do the work. I have a Pokemon costume at home that I'm willing to wear and run down the pole and look like a buffoon. I don't understand how that's not wanting to do the work.
It looks like it hurts so bad when you fall. Like you, some people fall full of split.
There are people who appear to injure themselves. There are surprisingly little, over the long history of it, a little amount of serious injuries.
Yeah.
So you can fall toward the water. Like, I mean, that's the object.
I would maybe recommend, this is a little graphic, but that you and Lauren create some embryos before.
Oh, yeah, because if you land on your gonads, you're all done.
Oh, can I also, speaking of fiancés, Jackson's fiance, Sam, it's her birthday. So happy birthday. Right. You wanted to wish her a happy birthday.
Is that the same woman that Aaron Rodgers is dating?
Oh,
no? Okay. No. Or married to or whatever.
Well, maybe that'll be a good opportunity for Jackson to bring
it up. Is that your way of asking if they're both imaginary?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I prefer the term make-believe.
No, Jackson's fiance is called in.
Yeah. Well, but now
I think I've met her in person before.
She can come to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yes.
She can come to Lake, and then people, you can meet her.
I've never met her. I'd love to meet her.
Scheim, you got no connections to the Gloucester Italian community?
Not at all, no. I grew up on the South Shore, Wiggy, not the North Shore.
My mom's a Silvestro. They're big up there. She can make some.
I do have a strategy question, though. If we can find the opportunity to get me out on the pole, it's a barefoot run, right?
Definitely.
I shouldn't get, like, water shoes like Wiggy?
There's a whole documentary about it if you want to watch it. WBZ TV did it a few years ago. It's really good. It's only like 20 minutes, but
I'll go YouTube it.
There are various. You could borrow Santo's boat shoes or whatever he was.
He wears swims.
His swims.
His highlighter slides.
I will also say, because I was trying to do some research for you, Scheim, do not search greasy pole on X.
Oh. Yeah, that would not be a good thing.
Do not.
Is that what you just did?
That's the Wild Wild West. That's
there were some videos from the greasy pole, but there are also very inappropriate images and videos. Look at that pole, though.
If you're going to go greasy pole, make sure you put Gloucester at the end of it.
Yes, that would have been.
That's a help.
Let's see. 978 text. Why not get someone on the phone that has done the greasy pole? We will have several former champions with us Friday morning.
Yeah, we'd also like my perspective on doing it. Yes. That'd be the fun part.
I don't show up at your house and tell you how to make dinner. They're 978.
Several former champions will join us Friday morning at the Beauport Hotel during the roadshow.
And Scheim,
that's a word we use lightly.
Scheim, you going to be there Friday? Because if you were, that would be like, that's when you're saying it's the best for you to get on the pole.
Well, I'm currently not slated to be there because we don't have access to the pole on Friday.
The whole
issue.
Yeah, and I think you could probably wear what you wanted to wear on the feet, whatever you felt like is comfortable.
Yeah, my feet are nice and calloused up and rough, so I'd go barefoot all day.
Yeah, ew.
Gross.
Yeah, Twitch. Bottom of my feet, man. Worked in.
Putting up some videos.
I hate shoes. They're like foot prisons, as Matt Collins
would
say.
Oh, that's pretty good right there.
I will say, Wiggy being a beach shoe guy was something I did not expect.
Neither did I.
Because I
think you kind of have to be fleet of foot. Like, that guy was just jumping, not really running, but kind of jumping along the way down.
And that guy was going sideways.
That looks like my future right there.
Yeah. That looks like you, Sean.
Right.
Yeah.
Those look pretty good. You can see him on Twitch. This show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. If you're watching it right now, you can see some epic fails off of the greasy pole, and that's where we will be on Friday up there in Gloucester.
Where would you set the over-under on the pole? Like a quarter, a third, a half?
I would have you at under a half. I think.
Under a half. Okay.
Same.
That seems pretty safe. Yeah.
That is giving like bad for your kneecap.
It's the sideways run that really gets the ones to the end. That guy was just going like sideways, so you got to kind of do that run.
Now, could you run out and like try and slide your way there as far as you can go, like a Tony Hawk grind?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you're going to get enough speed to get a good
true.
Slide
it's not
going.
Not a big running space.
Yeah. And you're going to probably get blisters on your splinters on your nipples.
Oh.
Also, they use bacon grease. You might get distracted by the odor.
Oh, do they use bacon?
Yes, they do. That's what they use. This is Bob in the car. Hello, Bob.
Hello. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Bob?
So I am a lifelong Gloucester resident. I know you guys are talking about the greasy pole, and I'm surprised that they told you there's a long list for Shine the Walk, because back in the day, it was only on Saturdays and Sundays. Saturdays were for all the Italians, and anybody who won could walk on Sunday for the champions. Yep. Then they added Fridays, and now they've added Thursday, so they must. However, you guys said you're going to be in Gloucester on Friday with past champions. Shine can walk for any past champion that names him on Sunday. Oh. So if he's trying to get on there and he wants to walk, then somebody could go over to the St. Peter's Club and ask one of the past champs who might not want to walk on Sunday and let Shine walk.
Okay.
And they have to have a courtesy round, so everybody gets one walk before somebody can win, because back in the day, somebody won it on the second guy to walk won the flag, and everybody beat him up afterwards because no one else got to walk the pole. So, have to be one free round. Everybody gets to walk. Even if you get to the flag, you have to jump off and not rip it down on the first walk until it's done through one whole entire round. Mm. And then the next round, anybody can win from there. But Sundays is the past champ day. And if you're there and you're talking to past champs, walk over to the St. Peter's Club and ask somebody, hey, can I walk in your spot? And they'll put you on the pole on Sunday for a past chance.
I am free on Sunday.
So they can...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You can designate somebody. Right. The past champion, they basically get a bye to the round. The rules are pretty intense.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard. The amount of different regulations and rules of grandfathering in. Oh, and
they've been doing it. It's generations, Curtis.
Like, holy cow, there needs to be more hobbies in Gloucester.
This is Tom from Danvers. Hey, Tom.
I'm not from Danvers. I'm from Gloucester originally. I'm at my office now.
It says Danvers. Maybe you're calling from there. Okay, you're from Gloucester. What's up?
Well, I've been hearing you guys talk about the greasy pole for the last 6 months. Yeah. You guys talked to everybody, but the guys were in charge.
Right. Yeah.
And so you got me.
The guy. Oh. Wait, you're the guy who's in charge?
I'm one of them. Okay. I'm one of the committee guys.
Okay.
How many committee guys are there, Tom?
There's a few.
So how do we get Shine? How do we get Shine?
My job is to oversee the greasy pole and the event on the beach. And
do you have a business card
guys,
that
we all
says
have
that?
I've got all the credentials I need.
How would we get? Can we get Shime on there?
That's a definite no.
Oh
wow! There you go.
Do you understand? This list has been packed since who knows when. We just had signups last week, and it was you have 80 guys sign up on one day. We can only take 45. Yeah. The next day it was 60 guys, and we had to take 45, and it just gets so popular these days that we're kind of limited. We can't have 80 people on the greasy pole because the Coast Guard's not going to allow it.
Understood.
Period.
Right. Understood.
How did Bert get on?
Was there an exception made at one point for a comedian or something?
Yeah, he found me.
Oh.
Can I jump in?
As
a half paisan?
Yeah.
How do we grease you to get Shine on the greasy pole?
Yes.
Well, there's always something you can do for us. You never know.
Okay.
Comes down to bribes. Got it.
We'll talk to him off air.
Yeah. We'll get his number.
Would Shine be more likely to be able to get on there if he were Italian?
No.
Okay. All right.
Okay, good.
I'm not implying anything. I'm just asking.
Okay, so it doesn't have to be a made man.
I'm just giving you a straight answer. You know, there's we got a ton of people in Gloucester that have been trying to get on the pole for years.
Right.
You got Italian kids, you got Irish kids, you got everyone out there. Yeah. You know, it's it's not like the old days and it was just all Italian people out there. It's a whole different mix now. And
you do realize this is just like, this is just a greasy pole on the ocean that people are having fun with. Like, it's not like,
yeah, you can say it that way if you like, but to these guys, it's the Super Bowl. It's the World Series for them.
Yeah, Curtis, have some respect.
Yeah. Right. Well, Tom, I mean, you're basically saying you have a number that we have to get to pay you off to get Shime on the pole. Like, I mean, it can't be that serious.
Tom,
yeah, well, if you go out there, yeah, you guys had a question the other day, what would happen if you just swam out to the pole?
Yes. What would happen?
Well, I mean, one of two things would happen. You know, you just don't run on Fenway Park and run across the field and nothing happens, right?
Well, that's private property. This is the ocean.
We got connections with everybody on the Marine Patrol to the Coast Guard. And,
one of two things would happen. Yeah. You wouldn't like either of them.
Big Vinny's going to be waiting for you at the docks.
The other one's more entertaining, and then you unleash the 45 savages up on the pole line, and then they pick you up and throw you overboard.
What if we bought a couple tickets to the policeman's ball or something? Would that
work for me.
No, see?
We got to find what greases him.
We got to talk to him off air. That's it. We got to use our connections down there.
All right, let me ask you. I got one name I know in the area, Tom. Do you know Robert Russell?
No.
That's a fail.
No.
Yeah. Damn it.
It's got to be an Italian last name.
He's Italian. His dad's Irish.
Russell's not it.
Now I feel, should I feel nervous coming to Gloucester for the event on Friday, Tom?
No, come down and enjoy it. You know, that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
You know, listen, we're the thing's been going on for 100 years, you know, and everyone comes down and enjoys it. Now we have a whole new crowd of people who come down now just due to the fact of social media, you guys promoting it. We're going to have 20,000 people on the beach. Last year it was packed. So, you know, you come on down, enjoy the festivities, stay at the Bullport. I'll be there myself. It's quite interesting.
So, Tom, I just have a quick question. We're running out of time. So, at 6:20 a.m. on Friday morning, what's on the pole? What's going on at the pole at that moment?
No, it's going to be low tide, so absolutely nothing. So, you know, we have to grease it with the tides.
So, no, my point is like, let's say Shime were just to run out there in the middle of the morning.
I would, like, die.
Nobody would be around. It's not like we're taking somebody else's spot. I don't think people are running on it at all hours of the day. Why couldn't we just a live attempt by Shime before all the party begins and all that during our show?
Well, if he goes out and he cracks his head open on the pole, and
we'll sign a waiver. We'll get the lawyers involved.
And someone has to go out there, and next thing you know, we're getting called by Morgan & Morgan to, you know, someone got hurt on our pole. So, you know, we don't want that to happen, especially if you just have no experience out there. Simple years ago. It's not now.
Yeah.
All right. I don't get why it's hard. It's just a pole. There's nobody using it. Why can't you run out on it?
Curtis.
You know what? We'll see. Yeah.
Tom, I'm glad we heard from you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Yeah.
All right, boys. But I'd love to go to one of the meetings. Sound like they're a lot of fun. You guys are a hoot. So we will see.
We're all here too, Tom.
Tom, we'll see you on Friday morning.
I will be there. Thank you, guys.
All right. There he is.
It's like the Seinfeld episode. We just got to get to the right guy, Poppy, who can then put us in contact with the old Italian guy that has the connection to get us on the greasy pole. That's what you got to do.
I couldn't tell if he was kidding or if he despised you guys.
No, he's serious.
Really?
And I say you guys because he said bye, boys. Yeah. Yeah.
Another Wiggy, another Seinfeld reference. No pole for you.
and Greg, right. I give us all one guess. We just find out that he's in attendance. We will be able to find him immediately. On Friday morning, we will pick him out without an issue.
Okay, well, one more show in the studio this week tomorrow. Craig Breslow joining us at 9. And then we are off to Rockport, my place by the sea, for pregame. And then Friday at the Beauport Hotel, Cape Ann, America's oldest seaport, Gloucester. Friday morning, we will squeeze what we can from Hill Notes next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.